Ramban, Parshas Vayelech. So at the beginning of Vayelech, Moshe is saying that he's going to stop being their leader and Yehoshua is going to take over. And Moshe told them, Lo uchal od latzeis v'lavo. I can't keep doing it. So, the Ramban explains, it's not like there was anything wrong with Moshe. It was like, Divrei Nichumen, oh, I'm so old, like Rashi says, there was nothing wrong with him. He didn't get old in the sense like he was krechzing around and his mind wasn't working. None of that was true. It was the exact same Moshe Rabbeinu. Totally could have continued, but, Hashem said this at the end. But he was saying it like as if to appease them, an old man already. And he brings the Chazal, the Melamed Shinistam Mimeno Mayanos HaChachma, that Moshe, the Mayanos, the fountains of, springs of Chachma, had stopped from him. The Rabban says something fascinating. Chayezah Maisa Nes. This was a Maisa Nes, so Moshe shouldn't be afraid to give Gedula to Yehoshua. So, exactly, the words, the way we, the Gersa we have in the Rabban is that he shouldn't be afraid to give Gedula to Yehoshua in his faith. Bafanov is a little hard to explain. But what it means is that Moshe should not be afraid to give off the mantle of leadership to Yehoshua. So in other words, Hashem gave him, made it that he had to make Yehoshua in charge. Basically, it was an ace to help out Moshe, so Moshe shouldn't feel like bad that he's giving up, when he's fully capable and then he's putting Yehoshua in charge. He saw that, I actually can't do this anymore. So then he would be thrilled to appoint Yehoshua instead of him. This is not because of Moshe's gaiva, chas v'shalom. Moshe had no gaiva, Moshe Rabbeinu. But again, it was just so that he should feel comfortable with Yehoshua taking over. Hashem made an ace that he would no longer have the mayoras hachachma, and he would feel comfortable giving everything over to Yehoshua. Okay, next, in Pasuk Yedaleh, it says, Vayim Rasham Moshe hein kavu yamecha lamus, so you're going to die, cross Yehoshua v'siyatzu b'olmoed, so call Yehoshua, stand in olmoed, v'atzavenu. What does that mean? And I will command him. Rashi says, "Va'atzavenu va'azar zeno." I'll be mezarius him. So the Rabban disagrees. He doesn't think that's what it means. He says it means that I will make you a leader, like a mitzavei, one who commands, like commander, like you say in the army, a commander. Va'atzavenu means I'll make him someone who gives commands. I'll make him a commander. I'll make him in charge. Okay, then we have later, it says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hincha Shochei B'Mosecha, you're going to die, become Amazeh, B'Zan Acharei Elohei Necharetz, and they'll go after the gods of Nechar Ha'aretz. What does that mean exactly? So the Ravan says, Hashem is called Elokei Eretz Yisrael, the God of Eretz Yisrael. So Elokei Nechar Ha'aretz are the ones that are strangers. So, just to contrast it with Rashi. Rashi says it means the gods of the Nechar Ha'aretz, the gods of the Goyim. The Ramban is saying it means the gods who are Nechar to the Aretz. So like Hashem is Elokei Yisrael, and the other gods that are not real are Nechar Aretz. They're strangers to Eretz Yisrael. What it means is Hashem Elokei Eretz Yisrael means that his providence is more revealed than Eretz Yisrael. There's no Sar in charge of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem is in charge of Eretz Yisrael. So he's Elokei Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to Havdol. The idols are Nechards, they're strange to Eretz Yisrael. And then Hashem says, so I'm gonna, punish them. I will leave them, I will hide my face from them, and they'll say, Halo, Enki Elokei, Ki Ein Elokei Bekirbe Mitzoni Erosa Eilat. It's because Hashem has left me that these bad things happen. And then the next thing you would expect to say, and Hashem will then, since it sounds like they're doing tshuva, Hashem will, come back to them, or have rachmanis on them. And it sounds like the opposite. Anochi haster aster panai b'yamahu akolar asher asa kifanai elohim acherim. It sounds like it's getting even worse. I'll hide my face from them. What happened? Doesn't sound like they had hirhur of tshuva. So the Rabban explains that it's not that it's getting worse. It's going to get better, but it's still a haster panai, meaning because they did something so terrible to worship other gods, to leave Hashem. So the first pasuk in Yitzayin, it says, V'chara api b'yom ha'Hashem is angry, v'azavtim, and I will leave them, v'histarti panay mehem, and I will hide my eyes. So the Rabban says, that's called being master pnei rachmav. He's going to hide his rachmanus face, so to speak. And then Rose Rabbos Ritzaris. Hashem will hide his face of Rachmim. Okay? The second time when they do have Hirhurei Tshuva, so then Hashem will hide not his face of Rachmim, but he's going to hide his face of Gula. Hester Pnei Gula, because it's not enough to bring the Gula. And they'll have to remain with the Haftachas, Vaf Gam Zospi, Osam Beretz Arveim, Lamasim Lagalaltim, Logaltim Lachalosim. That they'll still be in Gullus, but the Gullus won't be so bad. Hashem will take care of them in Gullus. They'll still have, what their needs are in Gullus. Until they do a full tshuva. When they do a full tshuva, that will lead to a full Gula, like he says, like we said in Hazina, Meshavta Ad Hashem Elokecha. So, you know, it sounds very similar to what we find ourselves in today. You know, there was times, like if you would imagine, like the times of the Holocaust, that was a Hester Panim Pnei Rachamav, where Hashem hid his face of Rachman, then terrible things happened. And Hashem had Rachmanos on us, and maybe there was a small amount of tshuva done. It's because Hashem, you know, wasn't with us, we knew, but I don't know. And then we had a Hester Pnei Geula, meaning we didn't have a full Geula, but we had the Haftach of Hashem won't destroy us in our nations, meaning that he'll will still be in Gullus, but Hashem will take care of us in Gullus. And then when we do a full tshuva, that will be lead to a full Geula. Okay, then we have Hashem tells him, Ta kisu lachem es ha-shira hazos. You should write this shira. So the Ramban says that shira refers to Hazinu. And what's interesting is that the Ramban says that we're supposed to always say it as a shira, like as a song. It's written in the Torah as a song, and we're always supposed to read Hazinu as a song. So, b'shir u'bezimra, like real zimra, that sounds like actual singing. It's just interesting, that's not our custom today, we don't actually sing it. I don't think you call that singing what we do. I don't think the trop is called singing. You're supposed to sing it. It's not our practice, but the Ramban is supposed to be saying. Okay, then we have something interesting at the end. The parsha it says, "Vayikach halos Moshe lechtov esdivrei haTorah zos al sefer haTumah." And Hashem, when Moshe rather finished writing the Sefer Torah, so he told the Leviim, "Lakoch haSefer haTorah zeh besamtem esom mitzad aron b'risa Hashem lakechem, put it near the aron." It sounds like the Torah is finished being written. It's all done. It's written and give it to the Leviim. They should put it in the, you know, in the aron. Done. V'daber Moshe's bed. Last pasuk of the parsha. V'daber Moshe bezni kol hakisol divrei haTorah asher zos haTumah. It sounds like everything's done. So where's the zos habracha exactly? It sounds like zos habracha is out of order, and that's exactly what the Ben Ezra says in Muktam Chaber Torah. Zos habracha came before Vayelech, and we all know the Ramban does not like that. The Ramban is not like saying that the Torah is out of order unless the Torah tells you it's being out of order. But other than that, he does not like saying it's out of order. So he has to come up with a different pshat about what happened to zos habracha. So the Ramban answers that when he was saying to put it in the Torah, the Hazinu that was about to be said, he was saying that it also belongs in the Torah. Not that this is the end of the Torah. It means, in other words, that not that the Kohanim should go put it in the Torah now because the Torah is done. He was just saying this also, when you put it there, this will also go in the Torah. Meaning Hazinu is also part. The Shira Hazos is also part of the Torah, and it's also going to get added, but not that that was the end. So, essentially, anyways, Moshe Rabbeinu first told Hazinu to Klal Yisrael, then he officially, I think he said it individually, then he said it again in Hazinu, he said it publicly in Hazinu, and then it was written down later, Zos HaBracha is all written down later, and then that's when the Kohanim came and put it in the Sefer Torah. He was just telling him here that this, the Hazinu also gets included. Okay, so, I mean, whatever, sounds to me like a bit of a dochik, but that's what he says. Okay, you can see it yourself. Okay, then we have Hashem tells him, Ta kisu lachem es ha-shira hazos. You should write this shira. So the Ramban says that shira refers to Hazinu. And what's interesting is that the Ramban says that we're supposed to always say it as a shira, like as a song. It's written in the Torah as a song, and we're always supposed to read Hazinu as a song. So, b'shir u'bezimra, like real zimra, that sounds like actual singing. It's just interesting, that's not our custom today, we don't actually sing it. I don't think you call that singing what we do. I don't think the trop is called singing. You're supposed to sing it. It's not our practice, but the Ramban is supposed to be saying. Okay, then we have something interesting at the end. The parsha it says, "Vayikach halos Moshe lechtov esdivrei haTorah zos al sefer haTumah." And Hashem, when Moshe rather finished writing the Sefer Torah, so he told the Levim, Lakocha Sifra Torah Zeb, Samta Masom, Mitzad Aron, Risa Hashem Lakechem, put it near the Aron. It sounds like the Torah is finished being written. It's all done. It's written and give it to the Levim. They should put it in the, you know, in the Aron. Done. Vidaber Moshe is bad. Last pasuk of the parsha. Vidaber Moshe Bazinik Kalach Yisrael Divya Torah Hashira Zosat Tuma. It sounds like everything's done. So where's the Zosat Bracha exactly? Sounds like Zosat Bracha is out of order, and that's exactly what the Ben Ezra says in Muktam Mochem B'Torah. Zosat Bracha came before Vayelech, and we all know the Ramban does not like that. The Ramban is not like saying that the Torah is out of order unless the Torah tells you it's being out of order. But other than that, he does not like saying it's out of order. So he has to come up with a different shot about what happened to Zosat Bracha. So the Ramban answer is that when he was saying to put it in the Torah, the Hazinu that was about to be said, he was saying that it also belongs in the Torah. Not that this is the end of the Torah. It means, in other words, that not that the Kohanim should go put it in the Torah now because the Torah is done. He was just saying this also, when you put it there, this will also go in the Torah. Meaning Hazinu is also part of the Shira Hazos is also part of the Torah. And it's also going to get added, but not that that was the end. So essentially, Moshe Rabbeinu first told Hazinu to Klal Yisrael, then he officially, I think, individually, then he said it again in Hazinu, he said it publicly in Hazinu, and then it was written down later, Zosa Bracha is all written down later, and then that's when the Kohanim came and put it in the Sefer Torah. He was just telling him here that this, the Hazinu also gets included. Okay, so, I mean, whatever, sounds to me like a bit of a dochek, but that's what he says. Okay, you can see it yourself.